My name is Paloma, and you are listening to WGXC Acra
90.7
FM.
WSRA's Crash Into Me,
here's a PSA from Columbia County Sanctuary Movement about what to do if you encounter ICE. In our community, knowledge is power, so let's talk about your rights. You don't have to open the door, and you have the right to stay silent. Not sign anything, and in New York, you can record an interaction with law enforcement. If an agent comes with a warrant, it must be signed by a judge to be valid. In public, make sure to stay calm, don't run, and never lie or show false documents. If you're detained, you don't have to sign anything without a lawyer. ICE can use your words against you. So stay silent and ask for legal help. To stay informed, visit our social media account at CCSMNY. And if you are interested in learning more about your rights, call Columbia County Sanctuary Movement at 518-303-3848, Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5 p.m. And if you're approached by ICE agents or see them in the community, call CCSM's Rapid Response Line at 518-291-9386.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Kristen Bates of Athens, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
You are tuned into a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
Next Friday from 5 to 6 again, same time, so tune in. And until next time, thanks so much.
Wendy?
Yes, Lisa.
Is the water warm enough?
Yes, Lisa.
Shall we begin?
Hello, my name is Ginger Feldman from High and Mighty Therapeutic Riding and Driving Center, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acra.
House Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Anchor, Catskill, and Hudson. If you don't know what Full House Radio is, it's a radio show where we talk about mental health, recovery, and the local community.
DJ Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, well, who's that? Who as I'd watch you wilt. You ain't gotta tell me what it means. Chase the outlines of your dreams. You'll always be a flower on my skin. And the pain that I am in. It's all the same. The losing touch, the waiting game. Across that county line, I promise to be there this time. You were a work of art. That's the hardest part. How thin like dogs in the light of the moon. Holding our breath after 1:32. You asked me why I wasn't saying a word. I'm naming the stars in the sky. It's a work of art. That's the hardest part. Spiral out, try and fold. See a friend, see a ghost. Bitter brain, always drunk. Rail thin, so long.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre. This is from my brother. you know, not only is it a fun time, but you get your community service. Oh, my God. Sorry, this instrumental makes me cry. I had to add it because it's such a banger. It's a little bit funny, so just roll with it. But yeah, build an inclusive community and support your friends. And you can just show up. But if you want to announce your presence, you can contact toby@cgac.org with questions or help. And help with your family. That's pretty cool. And right. We also got free play Fridays with Miss Jess and Miss Bathsheba at the Palinville Library. Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m. Join us as we gather for a casual community session just at ages 1 through 5. Nice. So, yeah. I'm also just waiting for the funny part in the song because it just comes out of nowhere. And whenever I hear it, I crack up. But I have it. I have it. Do you hear it? Changing up the nice, I want to say scenery, ear scenery. Yeah.
Minecraft music.
I got a bunch of different music for you. SpongeBob music, Minecraft music, you name it. So I think it's a good time to go into some quotes. So first of all, metal seems scary, but it's actually a very welcoming community. So you might think it's ironic for listening to Minecraft, but I'll call you about metal.
By the way, we're not talking about the material, we're talking about the music genre.
Oh, yeah, facts.
Just so you don't get mixed up.
So, today we're going into Jonathan Davis.
Yeah, new metal.
So, he's new metal. That's the under, in my opinion.
Is the, let's say, kind of covered. The animation started the entire genre. Alright, let's get into the first quote. It's really cool to see Glow Sticks at the show to see dance music culture infiltrating and becoming part of the metal community. Be yourself, let you come through.
So yeah, exactly.
Bro is unique for real.
Yeah, I wrote little notes. Here, you want to read this one too?
Yeah. It is quite annoying that we have to change the sound we invented just to avoid sounding like people who simply copy us. But it is flattering and, of course, challenging.
I like that one. That shows how unique they are. Once their sound started becoming normal because other people doing it, they changed up. That's sick. And just to show how inclusive the metal community is, they're also an ally to the LGBTQ community. If you feel, this is from Jonathan Davis from Korn, if you feel inside you are a woman, be a woman. No one can take that away from you. No one can make that feeling go away. If that's what you need to do to be complete, then no one has the right to tell you you can't do that. And also, I think if two people love each other, they should be able to get married. That's pretty much simple. And on top of everything, bro is extremely humble. You want to read this one?
I am a human being, and every human being has problems.
Okay. I like that one for the loud. Not all the time. I would say it's like 50%. I'm not just that shit. That's just so next off, we have... You're right. I accidentally muted myself there. The GOAT, DJ Kool-Aid Man, caught it because he's honestly already a better radio show host than me. You know, he's going to take my place when I'm gone. Don't tell anybody I said that, though. But Noah Kahn is also a mental health advocate. A quote by him states, "In my own life and career, I feel like the things have continued to build for me in small ways, and I want to make sure that my passion for talking about mental health and raising money for it is following the growth of, like, my venue, capacity, and my staff." So, yeah. And a lot of times, people doubt themselves, even when they're goated at something. Even the goats doubt themselves. Noah Kahn has over a billion streams on his one song, Stick Season, and even he still doubts himself. Oh, we're talking about Noah Kahn. So, even he doubts himself, even though, you know, he's very successful, and I think that's something that a lot of people end up doing.
All right, here we have another quote. "Every time I make a song, I'm like, the next one's going to suck. And I think I just need to keep trying. I don't know. Maybe if it stinks, it stinks. But what? But what I'm happy about is I've gotten myself in front of a lot of people, and I've lived out some dreams." That one's pretty deep.
Yeah, I like that one.
That one took me a while to get through, though.
I like that one because it shows that doubting yourself is a natural human reaction, and it doesn't actually mean you suck. A lot of times we think that because we notice the flaws more than anybody else. Other people just don't notice that as much because, think, you're doing it 24/7 if it's a skill. Practicing for music, you're practicing guitar 24/7, so you notice when the smallest thing doesn't go right. But you're ignoring the whole 90% that does go well. Yeah. And
it's pretty deep, man.
Knows music. Tell me if you would agree with this or not. This is his opinion, and I think, to a degree, I pretty much agree with this. Bro said, "When someone covers a song and tries to copy the inflections or sing the exact same way, you're not learning anything new about the song."
That was pretty nice. I mean, I can relate to it because all I play right now is covers. Not because I don't have a band, but it's just, I can relate to that.
When you cover it, do you do it exactly how it was?
I try my best to do it the way it exactly was, but when I mostly finish it, I use everything that I've learned from it and apply that to a different song.
Nice. And bro is actually shouting out obscure upstate New York places like Catskill, Coxsackie, Leeds. I want to say Hudson, but Hudson's considered a city. No hate, though. We still love you guys. You got the best food around us, too. Chef Richie's is the goat of burgers.
Chef Richie.
Honestly, yeah. Non-sponsored, by the way. But he said, "I want people who live in small towns to know. I hear them, I see them, and I know what it's like." He lived in the boonies. He lived in Vermont, a very small town. That reminded me of the one clip. But yeah, music is mental health too. I copied this quote down and chose this one because it just shows how music and mental health are integral to each other. "Songwriting for me has always been a way to process my emotions. Sometimes I'm not great at processing them in a very logical way." So yeah. A lot of musicians can relate to that for real. And I feel like musicians especially are the ones that get helped mentally from music, if that makes sense. But yeah. Let's see. Let's ask DJ Kool-Aid Man. I got it right?
Yeah.
Do you want to go into our second Spotify rap songs? Or do you want to do some Would You Rather?
Would You Rather.
Nice. All right, bet. Would you rather be able to taste any flavor just by imagining it?
Or be able to smell any scent just by imagining it?
I'm picking flavor. What about you?
I'm picking scent.
Really?
Yeah, because, like, what if you... Not like the police dogs, they sniff for, like, bombs and stuff. Mm-hmm. That could be useful, too. I mean, any flavor, what are you going to do with it, like, realistically?
See, first of all, I'm assuming that just by imagining something, you don't automatically smell it. I'm assuming it's a choice. So even if, like, something nasty pops into your head, you're not going to automatically be smelling it or tasting it.
Yeah.
Can we agree upon that?
Yeah.
All right, all right. So I'm picking flavor because I feel like anything I would want to smell, 90% of the time, I'd want to taste more. Like, obviously, there's the 10%, like, flowers or, like, petrichor, the smell of rain. But cinnamon, I want to taste that. Vanilla, I want to taste that.
I mean, also, too, because you know how some people just, like, want food for the taste?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could be useful with that, too. I mean, cut out on so much, like, unnecessary foods.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, all the junk food, I mean, what is it going to do with you? I mean, you have it just for taste, basically. It doesn't benefit you in any way.
Yeah, that's a goated point. So, let's see the stats. 72% of people would rather taste anything they imagine. And then 28% of people would rather smell it. So, would you rather play a small part in a good movie, or...
the main part of a terrible movie.
Hmm.
Small part in a good movie, because if I'm the main part of the good movie, I'm gonna get so much criticism.
Yeah.
Because I'm like the poster boy.
That's true, but a lot of the times I feel like it can be the opposite. Like, there's a lot of terrible movies that have a guest star for no reason and it's hilarious. Like, this is the most obscure example, so it's not helping my point the best. But, do you remember the, oh my god, I can't remember the name. It's a spoof of Five Nights at Freddy's. But, Johnny Cage was that leading role, and it was terrible. Do you know what I'm talking about or not?
No, I don't.
Or not Johnny Cage. Oh my god. Nicolas Cage. I can't believe I did that. Johnny Cage is a Mortal Kombat character, and Nicolas Cage is the actor.
I almost picked up on that.
Willy's Wonderland.
That doesn't sound bad.
It's not bad, but it's like so bad that it's good. It's an amazing experience.
So it's like the banana splits movie. It's so bad that it's good.
Yeah. It doesn't try to be like a monumental movie. It's a fun watch. Like, if you guys want to see this, look up Nicolas Cage versus Gus Gorilla. Just by the title alone, you know that it's goated.
Nicolas
Cage. I don't
know. Gorilla greetings. Gorilla greetings.
That's so bad.
Should
they know that?
Yeah, but I just like making sure.
Yeah. So, some amateurs out there.
For me, by the way, this is a would you rather. I got on a tangent. Sorry, guys. It's would you rather play a small part in a good movie or play the main part in a terrible movie? I think you've convinced me, though, just getting the hate from it. Because I don't think that movie's terrible. I think it's fun.
a truly terrible movie that's just a pain to watch sucks. I was thinking of a movie that it's so bad it's good, but they still loop around and end up being good. And 81% of people still agree. Like, just cameoing for, like, Endgame, that'd be sick. Here.
Undertale.
Like I said, I got all the stuff in my turn. Listen to the smooth jazz.
Yeah, my biggest fear. Yeah, I actually have a biggest fear.
Yeah, having a bunch of small fears. Like, as a little kid, I used to be scared of the dark. That sucked. So, like, five of those in a day. What's your reasoning?
She said, it's gonna be too much sleep. What are we saying is, like, the range of how, like, much fear will take? Is it, like, the big jump or, like, screaming fear?
It does say small fears. I'm thinking, like, either, like, a jump scare or that, like, eerie feeling that you used to feel like you could move the most.
Are we talking about, like, the fact that, like, or, like the feeling of maybe you just realized something?
Like that, but with a bunch of things.
I mean, I'm afraid of roller coasters, so.
Time in the day, you're randomly teleporting to the roller coaster.
Be cool, but not funny.
See, personally, I think I'd rather be funny than not. How about you?
I mean, I already am funny, but not cool, so let's try
something. That's what I'm saying.
Let's try something different. So let's be cool, but not funny for once.
Oh, okay. So, we have the same train of thought, but it led us to different directions.
So we had ASAP Rocky, I smoked away my brain. Clean, of course. Go ahead. Do the honors. It's almost nostalgic in a way because I listened to this song a lot last year. And last year I listened to it here last year. And it's like the song that got me the most of, like, you know, just like your regular music at school type stuff.
Thanks for my depth is in my flesh, it's in my vessels. Big click you with, I've been the bitch you next to. Metro sucking, I'm disrespectful. You know what, get six. Big click, spit, quit, split, quick, hit, get swimming. Oh, that's your girl, huh? Well, I just hit it. It's ASAP. Live with it. Splash.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM. WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with
DJ Kool-Aid Man.
And today, we're doing a lot of stuff. We got done with the community events. We did some Would You Rathers, and now we're talking about our top Spotify Wrapped. We're doing our top songs, but I want to know, what was your top genre? I mean, I already know, but the audience wants to know. What was your top genre?
New metal.
So why do you like new metal music?
Sometimes regular metal just be too heavy for me, which I'm totally fine with it, but sometimes I'm just like not in the mood for like that really heavy guitar riff type stuff. And you know, new metal is just, you know, more welcoming, I guess. And it's not so heavy, it's not so violent.
That's a nice explanation. I agree. I think I like new metal a little bit more. I listen to more rock and hard rock more than metal. But when I do listen to metal, it is more new metal. And I would say my favorite genre is probably folk rock. Every time the seasons change and it turns from spring or summer to fall, and then fall to winter, especially, I like listening to folk rock, and indie folk rock specifically. Something about it just really captures the feeling of the seasons changing, and it just goes with my soul. And for those of you wondering what the background instrumental is, that is Claire de Lune by Debussy. Yeah, I know, saying his name is a little bit risky. It's D-E-B-U. As that's one. Very, very good artist. But yeah, let's do some more Would You Rathers. Would you rather have your mind serve as an iPad so you can listen to music anytime, or
be able to watch the journey of the mind serve as an iPad?
I think I want to watch my dreams on TV. What's your thought process?
Sometimes I just don't have, I can't access my phone with my headphones. And so, you know, you can't really have your phone in school, so.
Now, I definitely don't disagree with that. This was a very hard choice for me. You make a very good point, and this is like a coin flip. It won by like 51% out of 100. But I have such crazy dreams that are so epic.
I don't even have dreams anymore.
How much caffeine you drink, my friend? A lot of people who drink a lot of caffeine don't have good REM sleep, and they don't have dreams. I wonder why it is your case. I mean, everybody's just genetically different. Dreams are just so weird to begin with.
I have a hopes dream here and there, but it's not like I have one every day.
Dreaming in general is super weird. Fun fact, your brain is actually more active while dreaming than it is while watching TV. Isn't that weird? Not even dreaming, just REM sleep in general. Even if you don't sleep.
I mean, it's pretty obvious. I mean, dreaming is like your entire brain firing at once.
Yeah.
And you don't watch it until it's like you're sitting there doing nothing.
So, and there's also some science that says you do dream, you just don't remember it. But there's also opposing evidence that states that some people just don't dream. So it, yet again, is another mystery. So, 48% of people would rather have their mind serve as an iPad, and 52% of people would rather
watch their dreams. Me.
Oh yeah, for real, for real. This one's hard for me. I'm on the fence. I'm gonna let you give your answer.
would you rather be an amazing pianist or be an amazing drummer? I mean, we already know which one I'm going to pick. Of course I'd be an amazing drummer. I already am one.
Drumming pretty much goes with any genre. So that's like a goated answer. But there's something so raw and guttural about piano. And piano was my first instrument. I want to say pianist. Oh, that was such a sudden change. Oh my god. That was taking all the backs out of this. This is the second time I've listened to this, but it's a banger, so I'll let it slide. Tell me you don't enjoy this.
This is great.
This is great. That's not.
It's great vibes for this one.
So, yeah. I feel like this one is definitely preference. There's no right or wrong answer. 64% of people would rather be an amazing pianist. 36% of people. What? Would rather. Sorry, I got distracted by this question.
This is weird.
We're not even gonna, you know, should we answer this?
No, that's
okay,
weird.
We're gonna
that's
read it. This is messed up. But just so you guys know we're not overreacting, we're gonna read it.
Alright, alright.
You wanna read it?
Yeah, all right. Sure. Have a romantic relationship with a dog or have a romantic relationship with a cat?
Whoever came up with this question needs to be checked out. But 49% of people chose the dog and 51% chose the cat. If you want. Yeah, right? Another messed up.
Another weird one.
What are you guys writing? Ooh, I like this one.
Only be able to use curse words or
be mute. Now, I think my choice is obvious. I think curse words, right?
No, I
don't really.
Yeah,
curse words. New metal, bro.
What am I gonna do? I mean,
if
you're
drummer,
so
you speak, so... Oh, that's true. But then, like...
How am I gonna talk to someone?
But imagine, like... You don't have to curse, though. That's the thing. So you could save it for that one-in-a-lifetime occasion. Like, you're getting robbed. You just start screaming curse words at the top of your lungs, bro. No, that's not a good idea, right?
That's not good.
No, that's not good.
Shot.
Yeah, okay, so I get your point. Yeah. 57% of people would rather only be able to use curse words. 43% of people would rather be able to use curse words. Would you rather... Ooh, this one sucks. Would you rather only be the only person that doesn't get to live forever? Or would you rather...
I actually
meant
it too.
Yeah, living forever sounds cool at first, but it would really suck.
Watch everybody you love die.
Yeah, and you would just get really bored. Like, life is
like,
cool.
You've already seen everything. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Why are you still here?
Life is cool because it is fleeting. If you lived forever, that would defeat the purpose of trying to have a good life. Because life is limited, so you want to use it for the best ability.
Right.
What?
Never mind. I feel like I've heard this before.
A lot of video games use this song. So maybe that's why. But yeah, let's see what people say. Plus, like, heat death of the universe, you can't do anything, you're still alive. Oh, 69% of people chose
this.
Literally.
Become 10 years younger, become 10 years older.
Now, how does this work? Like, is it just a snap of your fingers, boom? Or is it like you go back in time?
If I became 10 years older, I would be 24. If I became 10 years younger, I'd be 4 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be older. School sucks.
Oh, yeah, for real. This one's like, it depends on how it would work. Is it like you're going time traveling back in time to when you were that old? Like,
is it possible for me to go back?
Like, you go back to the year, too, of when you were that age. Or is it just a snap of your fingers, you're living in the world as it
is? But when I was 4 years old, it was 12 years old.
So yeah, for you, you would be going back to 2016. Is it that way, or
2016 is pretty lit.
So which way is it, though? You feel me?
Yeah. I'd still be 10 years older, though.
Oh, God. I'd be... No. I'm going 10 years younger. No, I'm going 10 years younger if it's time traveling. Because then I could, like, invest in Bitcoin and stuff, bro. I'd be rich. But if it's not time traveling, I guess I'd rather become 10 years older. It sucks, though, because you're skipping out on 10 years of your life.
I mean, what if it's just, like... Snap 10 years older, or it's just like you're gonna go to that time period.
Oh, that's true. Either way, that would suck.
I mean, would you be just be.
Would you have the memories?
Would you be 20? I mean, you never really lived that, so you wouldn't really have the memory of.
Dang, that would be sad.
I mean, would you just be. Or would you have. Or would you just be a 14 year old in a 24 year old's body?
Yeah, that'd be. This sucks all around.
Does your body age or does your mind age?
Yeah, both. Both for sure. Because the mind is part of the body. The only thing about becoming 10 years older is you're just skipping 10 years of your life. And that sucks. So this one's like a coin flip. But 69% of people would rather be 10 years younger, while 31% of people would rather be 10 years older. So yeah, this one's sad. I'm done with the depressing ones. I'm skipping this one. I'm not even gonna tell you. See, this is funny. I like this one.
These ones are good. No, have no hair anywhere, or
have never-ending growing hair.
Never-ending growing hair sounds really cool because you can just do some different hairstyles.
Yeah, you could cut it too if it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
No hair anywhere.
And isn't your hair never-ending growing anyway?
Yeah.
What does it grow faster? For some people, that may be
I feel like it depends on a certain point. Like, your hair would probably still grow at the same rate, because your hair would pretty much do it, right? But, like, your body hair, it would grow at the same rate, but it would just not stop growing. I think that's the way I'm interpreting it, at least. If you have no hair anywhere, you could be a really good swimmer. You'd get cold really easily, too.
Your body hair.
Yeah, even if you're bald. Shout out to all my bald homies, too, by the way. I love my bald homies. Fans. Yeah, all the bald fans. Even if you're bald, like, your leg hair and your arm hair and all that still keep you really warm. So for that reason, I'm picking have never-ending growing hair. And I'm picking that, too, because you can always choose to cut it. You can't choose to grow hair.
Rocking the cave man hair for a little bit, too.
Facts. So 55% of people would rather have no hair, and 45% of people would rather have endless hair.
I don't know what I would
do. I don't think you would die.
I don't know what I would do.
I think it would suck.
I don't know what I would do if I could make it to the bowl. I rely so much on my hair. I mean, I take care of it so much.
I feel you on that. I have very long hair for the audience that can't see me. So that would be a very sudden change for me. So I think it's a good time to go back into our songs. You've heard me yap for long enough.
For us, yeah.
Facts. So this is going to be our third song on our Spotify Wrapped. And for mine, a lot of the first few songs were by the same artist. So I'm just choosing the next song that I haven't. From a different artist, you feel me? So if it's the same artist, I'm skipping it. But our third one is Emery LFP Tonight. So I'm going to have DJ Kool-Aid Man tell you why he chose this one.
Which one am I doing? It's a demo. It's really, really good. And it's heavy as hell.
Nice.
Didn't mean to curse
you. Is there anything else you want to say before we jump right into it?
It's a great song. You guys should listen to it right every time.
Nice.
Trust me, it'll grow.
I'm gonna make them listen to it right now. Hope you guys enjoy, and we'll be right back.
You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live